You and now to those breaking developments involving President Trump and his Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper. Esper publicly breaking with the president about using active duty troops against American citizens. And then late today, after a meeting at the White House, Esper appearing to reverse course again, saying those U.S. troops will stay in the D.C. area. Here's our chief White House correspondent, Jonathan Carl.
Today, a significant break between the president and his defense secretary over the issue of deploying active duty troops to crack down on violent protests in American cities. The president had threatened to do just that earlier this week.
If a city or a state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
That would require the president to invoke a 200-plus-year-old law called the Insurrection Act. The defense secretary flatly said today he opposes that.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now. I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act.
Secretary Esper also said the Pentagon is investigating why a National Guard helicopter was flying so low on Monday, in a way some saw as an effort to intimidate protesters. Esper's words were not welcome today at the White House. The press secretary made it clear the president is still very much considering invoking the Insurrection Act.
He has the sole authority to invoke the Insurrection Act, and if necessary, he will do so to protect American citizens.
This morning, the Pentagon had ordered 200 active-duty military troops that had been in the D.C. area to go home. But after the defense secretary met with the president this afternoon, an abrupt reversal. The Pentagon said the troops will remain in place.